Māori always to the fore. It's great to have you with us. We're joined for a kōrero by Captain Ernie Hoiada. He has unparalleled experience as a first responder. He's an Indigenous man from Taramuhara in the Yaqui Nations, teaches American Indian Studies at Cal State University in Long Beach in California. But he's in our country to speak with Tangata Whenua about disaster risk preparedness, and he's actually on tour with Te Tira Whakamātaki, visiting Ngāti Awa in Whakatāne. Ernie, thank you for joining us on the program. My name's Dale, and a warm welcome to Māori Radio in Auckland. Kia ora.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you with us. A first responder, and talking with us about disaster risk preparedness. We have a nickname for our country. It's called the Shaky Isles, so you never quite know what's around the corner, Ernie. What are some of the messages that you've been talking to our people this week about risk reduction, Ernie? Take the stage for a moment and tell us what you're sharing with Tangata Whenua Māori on your trip here to Aotearoa.
Well, I've really been pushing the response is going to have to be organic and needs to come from the Indigenous community. And it needs to start individually where I have a to-go pack in my car and one for each of my people in my family. And in that should be documents, because when your house collapses or the building collapses and all your documents are inside, you don't have any identification, you don't have your credit cards, you don't have your money. How are you going to get money without the credit card? So you need to have, you take pictures on the phone, you make hard copies, and then you take things that are going to help you get through a certain amount of time. So it'd be some food and absolutely medicines. And once you can take care of yourself, then you look to your neighbor down the street or across the street or the older person that lives a little bit more remotely, you know, that's going to need help. So it starts family, then whana, and then it goes up until finally the iwi is supporting all the people that would respond to, say, the marae. And they would need to make sure that they have the proper things there. So they have to lay it out ahead of time. What are going to be the needs of the people? Absolutely, power is a little big one, because without power, your batteries run down. You don't have communications with your phones. You don't have refrigeration for people that need medicine, insulin, and other things like that. So that's the stepping stones of what, preparedness for family, neighbor, iwi, and continue on.
Tēnā koe, Ernie. It's important. We've witnessed some very challenging situations, which you'll be aware of, too. The cyclonic situation earlier in the year, where people literally were in a situation that you described so well. They didn't have any connectivity. I spoke with a mate of mine who's from northern New South Wales, whose town flooded, Lismore, and their whole home was taken. So therefore they didn't have cards. They didn't have any money. They didn't have any connectivity. So it's very real. You've got a go-pack in your car, I'm assuming one in the house also. Have you, Ernie, ever had cause to use them?
Well, I'm aside from the teams that I've responded to with FEMA, our Federal Emergency Management Agency, or Valley City Fire Department, we drill neighborhoods, and if without drilling it, you might as well not even have it, because you don't know if you can perform. I was invited to my daughter's school, and they wanted me to review their package. So I did, and I said, okay, so when do you practice? They said, well, we've never practiced this. So how does this work? Oh, I really don't know. What are your contingency plans? What are those? So I said, okay, what about your communications? How do you do that? And they said, well, the radio's right here. And they turned it on. I said, okay, now what do you do? Well, the light went on. It doesn't mean anything. Can you contact anybody? And they had never done it. So all those little pieces of paper that you call a plan, unless you practice them, then they're not going to work. And it needs to be set up on a regular schedule. And even if it's groups within how you set up your local community response teams, they need to individually work together to make sure that if you have someone that's a ham operator that can get out and get communications to you. There's so many remote communities, and my prime example, I wrote a paper about Akaroa, because there's one road in and one road out, and when that road is gone, how are you going to get resources to them? And like the tsunami in Wellington, boats couldn't get in because it was like a bathtub and the water splashed back and forth. If that happened at Akaroa, you don't have a road. Now you don't have water access. How are you going to support the people that live there? So it's just practice. You have to continually practice this thing, because that's when you're going to find out what doesn't work.